Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It is Friday, June 27th, 2014. This week in video games, Google announced yet another micro console, the Razer. It runs Android TV, which was also announced this week, but it's supposed to be based mostly around gaming. Android TV is a new way to stream apps and live TV to your TV, similar to the Chromecast gizmo. If you're wondering what happened to other video game microconsoles like the Ouya and the GameStick, and when those are due out, well, they had successful launches on Kickstarter. They came out in 2013 and have had very little momentum in the press. I was actually trying to cover game announcements on this podcast as they came out, but I realized there really wasn't much being listed online on their Wikipedia pages or websites, so there really wasn't anything to update you with, unfortunately. So I don't know what the future holds there. Civilization Revolution 2 has been announced for iOS in July and other platforms later, specifically Android. I don't know if it's coming to any consoles, which is good and bad. For those of you, I don't talk about a lot of personal stuff, but my wife actually loves the original Civilization Revolution to the point where she unlocked, I think, every difficulty setting with every civilization, with every achievement, and did every possible thing you could do in the game. So it's a good game series, is what I'm saying. On PlayStation 4 this week, you can download Transformers Rise of the Dark Spark, Blue Estate, Valiant Hearts, The Great War, and RBI Baseball 14. PlayStation 3 has Dead or Alive 5U, Core Fighters, plus character Mila, Grid Auto Sport, Transformers Rise of the Dark Spark, Valiant Hearts, The Great War, MotoGP 13, X-Blaze Code Embryo, and Atelier Aurora Plus with bonus. Probably pronounced that wrong. Moving to the PlayStation 2 games you can download on the PlayStation 3. Devil Summoner 2, Raiduo Kazona vs. King Abaddon. Obviously, I haven't played it. I don't know how to pronounce it. The Vita has Farming Simulator 14, Blaze Blue, Chromia Phantasma, Atelier Verona plus 3 DLCs, Z-Run, X-Blaze Code Embryo, and End of Serenity, while the original PlayStation Portable has End of Serenity as well. It's big news, because the original PSP doesn't get very much. The Xbox One has the Out of This World, Another World remake, and Valiant Hearts. Xbox 360 has Putty Squad and Valiant Hearts. The Nintendo Wii U finally has Shovel Knight. That's a long gestating Kickstarter 8-bit style game, kind of in the vein of an NES game like Mega Man. It's $15, and I'm really eager to play it. I don't know if I'm going to have time to do it right now, but I really want to. Wii Sports Club Boxing and Baseball are up for Wii U. Monkey Pirates, My Arctic Farm, My Jurassic Farm, and Brick Blast U are also out. The Wii U also has Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse, the classic and quite good NES game. It's also on the 3DS, as well as Shovel Knight, Kokoro Line Defender, Toy Stunned Bike. Maybe it's Toy Stunt Bike and I typed it wrong. I don't know. Let's say it's Stunned Bike. Hidden Expedition Titanic, Playing Video Poker, and Sky Piece. The original Nintendo DSi. I'm going to pause that because my phone's ringing. Okay, sorry about that. My neighbors came back from vacation and I have to go give them their mail. The Nintendo DSi has Mysterious Star, The Samurai, Anonymous Notes Chapter 4, and 3 Ann's Doll Studio titles. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Mobius models are on sale. It's one of our best-selling lines of model kits. They're buy one, get one 40% off. Catwoman is an example. We have lots of sci-fi kits, retro TV, movies. They make great stuff. And whenever we have model kit sale, we get a big spike in orders. And why am I telling you this? I think you just might like it. They're really good models. They're nicely made. The people who run the company are quite nice, too. So I would recommend checking out our Mobius model sale. It ends on Tuesday, so don't delay. Order today and something else that rhymes. Other new pre-orders this week. This is just as much anime as it is video games, depending on what you were into in the 1990s. A friend of mine had a lot of Dragon Ball Super Famicom games and his modified Super NES, so I tend to think of these a lot as video games, too. But the Dragon Ball Pop Vinyl figures are on our website with pictures right now. Piccolo, Goku, Vegeta, and more are up for grabs. There are 5 figures, $9.99 per, due in September. And I'm required to say that pricing and ETAs are subject to change just because it's fine print. We have to do that. But you can order them, and they're really cool. And I hope they do a lot more anime stuff because it's neat. And that's all I got for this week. I need to finish up the podcast and upload them and then drop off my Neighbor's Mail. So I will see you guys next time, which will be in 2 weeks because 4th of July, I'm not working very hard. See you next time, everybody. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook.